freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, inside hour number two. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can bring up anything via the phones at 800-259-9231, whether it be a political issue or even something of a personal nature or something somewhere in between. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Take advantage of the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. Hey, get out the disco ball. We've got some sort of interesting audio behind the show right now. So freetalklive.com. And don't forget, right there on the archive section, as you scroll down, you'll find a link to podcastpickle.com. You can vote for us there. We're the number one podcast, according to podcastpickle.com.
We love Podcast Pickle.
But thanks to your help. I mean, if it wasn't for you voting, we wouldn't be number one. Anyway, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Go to freestateproject.org.
You know, it's interesting. I talk to program directors all around the country all day long, talking to them about this show and getting them to listen to it, give me their opinions. And a lot of them love the show. One of them did have a bit of a critique for me, and that was that I should know my topics better before I get into them. Now, what this program director doesn't understand about the show is that the nature of Free Talk Live sort of precludes that, because we'll talk to you about anything, anytime.
Right. So if you call in about ham sandwiches, we may or may not know everything about ham sandwiches.
We
can probably come up with an opinion, though.
Right. Unlike the rest of talk radio, who tries to act as though they're some sort of super beings, like they know everything about every single topic they bring up, and
still try to do that.
They're perfect, etc. I think it's clear that we're just regular people who have a talk radio show, Manwich. And so when a new idea, and something else that's important about Free Talk Live, is we talk about new ideas on this show. Sure, we might be talking about an old issue, you know, whether it be gun rights or whatever, you know, an old issue that's been hashed out thousands of times before on other talk radio shows. We try to bring new ideas to the table for that issue. And so we're kind of like an arena of ideas. We explore these things.
And sometimes we land on our faces.
Absolutely. And that's part of being real, I think, with the listeners. In fact, one of these topics is what we were discussing last hour, debtor's prison. And it's actually the first time I think we've ever talked about debtor's prison in over 2 years of being on the air. So it's actually a brand new topic for Free Talk Live.
And I could have guessed where you fell down on it. Oh,
well, it was new to me as of tonight. Let's go to Brad in Illinois. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah, Ian, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hey, what about me?
I'm sorry, I was getting there.
Okay. Go ahead.
You too. And Manwich.
Whoever you are.
But anyways, I wanted
with a name like Manwich, they should remember.
Right.
Go ahead.
I was listening to you coming home, and I got in the house. I had to call, and Ian was talking about his expertise in the money system.
Please.
How people should pay debts, and he was getting on you, Manwich, for people not honoring their contracts when they borrow this money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, contracts aren't honorable if they're based in fraud.
What do you mean?
That's number one. Well, I'm talking to Ian, yeah. And number two, Ian, I'd like to ask you, what's the Supreme Court definition of a loan?
I have no idea.
Well, I'll tell it to you since you don't have any idea.
Okay.
The Supreme Court definition of a loan is this. They made this decision. In order to constitute a loan, there must be a contract whereby one party transfers to another party a sum of money. That's the Supreme Court definition of a loan. Now, you tell me where any of these credit card companies, or banks for that matter, are transferring a sum of money to anybody.
Well, aren't they, when you purchase something with your credit card, I mean, you're purchasing in lieu, they're giving money to that vendor, that merchant.
They're buying your debt.
Yeah, I mean, they're purchasing, you know, basically they send at the end of the month, they give money to that vendor.
I'm sorry, you're wrong, because the Federal Reserve, which is supposedly our authority on the money system in this country, in their own manual, The Modern Money Mechanic on page 6 tells you that these are nothing but book entries.
Book entries?
That's right. There is no money. It has the paper has no intrinsic value.
He's right about that.
They are nothing but book entries.
You're absolutely right about that, and that's kind of the other aspect that we didn't even get to touch on. I'm glad you brought it up, Brad, because what you're also referring to is the fact that banks create money from thin air, right?
Well, absolutely, and not only that. In case you guys didn't know, but you know, the federal banks or the banks, they don't pay income tax.
I think that's a really important point, especially if we're talking about in the Libertopia, the libertarian America, where there would be no Federal Reserve, and the money that we had would really be backed by something. We'd have competing currencies. So in that case, we really would have real loans where people really were loaning out silver or gold or something like that. And they really would have to have that money on the books in order to loan it out. So
I'll go one step further than that. There was another Supreme Court ruling, if you want to really go a step further. This was in 1978, the Donnie Williams versus the IRS commissioner. And this is what the Supreme Court said. It said a note, whether redeemable or not redeemable, cannot be used to pay a debt.
So, since the Federal Reserve is in fact a note, it can't be used to pay a debt.
Absolutely.
But it couldn't be a debt in the first place because it's not real money.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's paradoxical.
So basically, my point of view is, I agree with you guys. The fact that I don't think people should circumvent the system just because they think they can circumvent it. Everybody should do their part the right way. But there are a lot of people that have gotten in trouble with these scum credit card companies charging 26% and everything else that they can't pay this back. And you know something? They don't belong in debtor's prison. The people who belong in prison are the people who are creating this money.
I agree with that.
And I'll give you one more thing before I get out of here for you guys to draw on. This is a true story. I had a friend who had a $12,000 credit card debt. He had a heart attack. He couldn't work anymore. He ran out of his unemployment. The credit card company was giving him a hard time. For 3 years, he didn't pay. The bill went up to $26,000. He never charged anything more on it because of the interest and the penalties.
Right.
He finally sent his medical records to the credit card company and told him, listen, stop bothering me. I can't work. Do whatever you have to do, but you're not going to get paid. Okay. They then sent him a letter and said, your debt's relieved. And he was all happy about it. But guess what they did? At the end of the year, they turned it in as a 1099, and the IRS went after him for the 26,000. I'm not kidding. That's what they're doing. So anyway, nice show, guys.
Oh, my gosh. That's a brilliant call, Brad. Thank you very much. Call us again sometime, okay? 800-259-9231. A great alternate angle to this whole discussion, basically saying that the debts that we're dealing with in today's society aren't real debts because they're not even dealing with real money in the first place, considering the dollars you have in your wallet are a big joke, basically. Well, I think that's brilliant.
Obviously, the Federal Reserve note throws a spin into all this.
Well, I think if that's the case, now that's going to make me adjust my position then. If that's the case, then there shouldn't be debtor's prison if you're not really dealing with real debt.
So if you loan somebody silver, then it's real debt?
Yeah, absolutely. That's okay. Tangible. Yeah, you took... That's... For 3 pounds of silver I just loaned you. That's real.
I would like to explain that there is a product out there that could have helped his friend, and it's called disability insurance. I have it. I chose to get it in lieu of really expensive health insurance.
Right.
Because I figured, well, if I get in trouble, this bill insurance will give me $3,000 a month.
Right.
I can use that to pay off my house and, you know, whatever. Yeah. I guess that's the only debt I've got is my house. But, power bills or whatever. I can use that to pay off bills. And then whatever I've got left, I can give to the hospital to pay for, the high cost of the medical care that I had. So, in fact, they do have a product out there that would help somebody like that.
And what was it called again?
It's called disability insurance.
Disability insurance. There you go. 800-2 something people should look into.
And I pay $33 a month for it. It's
not
cheap.
Shabby. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Just like Brad. And you can bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
It's your show. You take control and bring up anything, whether it be a political issue, something of a personal nature. Anything goes. And you can also email us at ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee we're going to read your emails on the air, but we will read them all off the air, that's for sure. FTL@freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can also check out the Shrine of Female Listeners at freetalklive.com. We've got dozens of ladies who have actually taken the time to send us their photograph, and we put them up on our website as a result of it. It's not a beauty contest either. Ladies of all shapes, sizes, ages, and colors are participating in the Shrine, so be sure you check that out as well, freetalklive.com. Talking about...
We have our newest Shriner is our first Asian Shriner, isn't that right?
I think so, as a matter of fact,
I hate to classify people by race and all that stuff, but it's true. She is our first Asian. She's
Malaysian.
Malaysian.
freetalklive.com. We're talking about something tonight that
right now that we've never discussed before on Free Talk Live, which is unusual because the nature of talk radio is you talk about the same issues over and over again, just with different callers and maybe a slightly shifting perspective or with some new points. I mean, it's abortion and gun rights and you name it, drug war, all
Democrats
over
bad, Republicans right. good.
Over and over again.
Now, I think another thing that's the nature of talk radio is that you have your issue prepared, you know, the day before or whatever.
Right.
You're prepared with your issue.
Right.
Well, we brought up just from an environment, we were talking about the environment, and we read an article by Mary Ruart, and in it she sort of mentioned the something that alluded to the idea of a debtor's prison.
Right.
And, bam, we've got an hour's worth of content
yeah.
based on the debtor's prison, and everybody wants to talk about it.
Sure.
So
I think it's great. It's tangential, and that's what Free Talk Live does. We go on tangents.
And
we have fun. We explore ideas.
I haven't really thought about it. I haven't thought about the idea of debtor's prison.
Nor have I thought about it, and that's okay, because that's what we're doing here. We're kind of exploring what it could mean. Now, if we factor in what Brad was talking about during the last break, the fact that that what we're dealing with today, as far as the money that we have, it's not really real money. The dollar bills you've got in your wallet.
The notes.
They're just, yeah, they're notes. They're representations of the fact that the country's in debt. So really all we're doing is just trading these little debt notes around between one another and acting as though they're really worth something. And if we actually did have real money, that and we used to, back in the olden days of America, our dollars used to actually say silver certificate on the top of them. And they actually used to say, you can exchange this for silver. If you wanted to, you can't do that anymore.
And another thing, and I think most motivating about that is that it's unconstitutional. The FRNs are unconstitutional.
That's
now,
correct. But they'd only be unconstitutional if they were being minted or created by the U.S. government.
Right,
and they're not.
They're not. The Federal Reserve is a private entity, and somehow the United States uses these Federal Reserve notes as their own money.
Right,
but
bizarre.
In the Constitution, it says that money should be, that it has to be gold or
so
silver.
So if we had real gold, silver-based money or any sort of backed currency, then we could really have real debt where somebody is loaning you 3 pounds of silver to build whatever with. Then you'd be going into real debt, and as you were, we're kind of figuring out, well, what can we do? You know, would there be different kinds of loans in the free America? Would there be a loan at a certain higher rate that has, I guess, more risk for the bank? Like if you came to me and you didn't
a lot of
have...
people wouldn't want to have debtor's prison looming over them. And if I'm walking around with a credit score of 775, I don't feel that I necessarily have to have debtor's prison looming over me. So I could go to a bank and say, look, I want a loan, and I don't want a debtor's prison loan, and sooner or later some bank's going to say yes, and then that bank's going to start offering that as a service with a certain break at your credit rating.
Right.
You know, all people with 700 or better credit scores can have a loan with no chance of debtor's prison, as they do now.
Right.
I mean, these are just ordinary loans. It's the
and if you actually did default on that loan, then your credit score would drop, and you'd never be able... You wouldn't be able to get that kind of a loan again.
And if I was walking around with a 410 credit score, nobody's going to give me a loan. But I really, 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 really need a loan. Then I could go to a bank and say, look, I need, I'll take one of the debtor's prison loans.
You would be basically saying to the bank, I need this loan so bad that I'm willing to go to prison and work it off, basically, if I, for some reason, can't pay it off.
I think the market would handle debtor's prison, basically.
Right.
And what basically all it would do is make you pay off court-rendered, fees.
Mm-hmm.
Not fees, but, judgments.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be the only thing that more or less would...
Well, and I think the important key, man, which about debtor's prison, or at least as Mary Ruart was describing it, is you wouldn't go there unless you weren't paying, period. Like, if you're making payments, then you're doing something towards your debt. If you're not doing anything... Then you really are a debtor. Then you're a lowlife.
Well, you're thinking about different size debts. I mean, now if a company had a, suppose Dow Chemical got a ruling against it, against a class action type suit, mm-hmm. and they had $100 million suit against them. If they're paying $1 per year to the
people, there'd have to be some sort of range, obviously. But I mean, I think as far as just an individual, like an individual making payments, and that's another point that you brought up actually during the break that is worth mentioning. The fact
because
that
I don't remember any of my points that
corporations,
I wanted to bring.
We have corporations today, and corporations are basically constructs of the government. They're, corporations were created, the concept of a corporation was created by the government to limit liability, correct?
Right.
To make it so you could get
I don't know
in,
what the reason was, but it in fact does limit liability.
So you could make it, it made it so you could get into business and then just go, boo, and then back away from it, and no biggie. Right, you've limited your liability. They can't come after your personal assets. They can come after the corporation's assets. But if you Manwich own Manwich Incorporated, then they can only go after Manwich Incorporated's assets, and
right.
not Manwich's house, not Manwich's personal house.
Right.
And if it wasn't, if we didn't have this restrictive government that we have today, if we actually had a free America, then there would be no corporations anymore. There'd still be businesses, but it would be Manwich's business.
And I'd like to make it clear that, in fact, me being able to go to a bank and ask for a loan, you know, by pains of indentured servitude, if I don't pay it back, actually makes me more free because it gives me more options. If my credit was were so bad, and it's not, fortunately, were so bad that I the only way I could get a loan was by, you know, offering indentured servitude to this company, I can't do that under United States laws today.
Right.
I would be more free by
that's great
by able by having
because today if you've got a lousy credit score you just aren't getting loans.
That's true.
No, it doesn't matter what you what you say, how much you beg, or what you offer.
Now I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I don't think
you're saying what's
I don't,
a good idea.
I don't think it's a good idea to necessarily offer indentured servitude to a bank.
It's yours to offer, though.
It is. It should be mine to offer, and I don't like the government telling me no, you can't do that.
Right.
You know.
The government shouldn't be able to do it.
No.
But if you want government should.
Good
government,
sense should, but.
Right. Government should not be able to say, Manwich, you're now a slave for a month, which is what it. Actually, what it does do, of course. I mean, we're saying in a free world, in our ideal world, it shouldn't be able to do that. But by you having to pay taxes, you are an indentured servant.
Absolutely.
I was thinking about it recently as far as, like, sales tax and things like that go. Like, if you decided to just not pay sales tax and you were operating in a given area and they came after you for it.
As a retail business, you mean?
Yeah, as a business. Maybe
okay.
you don't even have a storefront. Maybe you're just doing business in one state and you're selling a product and not charging sales tax. And they
mm-hmm.
get wind of it and they bring you up on charges. I wonder how, like, if you could put up a defense that basically says, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, are we slaves here in America? Do you believe, you know, are you a slave? And I'll give you more on this particular defense.
I don't think I want to risk my freedom on that defense.
800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Are you a slave? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract, specially blended to give you an authentic creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, inside hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind at 1-800-259-9231. Exploring new ideas and concepts, as we always are here on Free Talk Live, talking about debtor's prison. And that kind of led me into thinking about just monetary issues in general. Slavery, I guess, is the line of thought that I was going on. And I thought to myself, what if you had somebody who was doing business in a given area and was not charging sales tax for the product that they were providing? Whatever, watermelons or widgets. Okay, and so then the given area that we're talking about gets wind that somebody's doing business without charging sales tax, and so they go and bring that person up on charges of evading the county sales tax. And so in court, would it work? I mean, if indeed we do have a constitutional provision against slavery, which I believe that we do, isn't it? Is it not the 13th Amendment?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
Against,
I believe it is the 13th Amendment.
Yeah, it basically says slavery is unconstitutional. So, isn't it slavery if they're forcing you to collect sales tax on the products that you sell? Aren't you basically being an agent for the government of the area that you live in or of the state that you live in by doing that collection?
You're definitely working for the government when you do that.
Because if the government deems that all people must pay, all people buying products within this state of XYZ must pay 5% on every product that they purchase, well, isn't it the government's responsibility to get their hands on that money?
It
How
is.
Can they tell me that I have to do their collecting for them? It's the same argument as with the IRS. Are you forcing me to withhold my employees' taxes? Are you forcing me to be an IRS agent, basically?
That's definitely work, and
there's
right
no compensation.
The 13th Amendment, it says, passed by Congress in January the 31st, 1865, ratified in December the 6th, 1865, Section 1, neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as punishment for a crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction.
Wait a minute. Except as punishment for a crime? So
yes.
You could be made a slave as punishment for a crime.
Yes.
So therefore they can claim that by you not paying sales tax, you're violating the law. You're therefore guilty of a crime. But wouldn't the basis of that...
Then you would have to collect the... Then after you have been convicted, then you would be a slave. But they're going to put you in jail. They're not going to send you back out to collect sales tax.
No. But
so they're asking you what your point is very valid. It has nothing to do with, this does not affect.
Doesn't the existence of the sales tax and the expectation that people will collect it violate the 13th Amendment?
It does,
or
to my mind.
Maybe the sales tax in the states that have it, because there are some that don't, like New Hampshire. In the states that have it, maybe it is a voluntary measure. Because there's all kinds of people that claim...
It's voluntary, they just don't know.
They just don't what?
They just don't know it's voluntary.
Well, it is voluntary? Is that what you're saying?
It must be.
Otherwise it would be slavery, right?
Right.
Interesting. See, this is... people are just doing things, like with the income tax. People pay their income taxes because they think they have to. I mean, we've had plenty of people on this show make claims that the income tax is voluntary. We have had, there's been evidence of thousands of people writing letters to the IRS asking them very, very simple questions like, is the income tax voluntary? And getting responses back like, that's a frivolous question. Well, is the income tax voluntary?
We don't have to answer you.
I mean, that's not what they say. They just don't answer. They just won't send you anything back. You can get certified mail sent to the IRS with these questions, and you'll know that it was delivered to some schmo at the IRS, and they'll never get back to you. Now, interestingly enough, we met somebody at the local Free State Project meeting who did get a response from a government organization that he had sent some mail to. In this case, it was the Social Security Administration, and he had asked them a simple question as well. Do I have to have a Social Security number, was his question. And this particular bureaucrat actually wrote back and honestly told him, no.
No, you don't.
In the United States of America, you are not required, by law, you're not required to have a Social Security number. And he did clarify that if you don't have a Social Security number, it might make life a little difficult for you. You know, it's going to be difficult for you to acquire a bank account and maybe turn your power on. There's various different things that the Social Security number is tied into, and they know that, and that's the point. They've done their best to tie it into as many life necessity sort of things as possible.
Because it shouldn't have anything to do with anything but Social Security, quite honestly.
That's how it was originally sold to the people. It was actually the original Social Security cards actually said something to the effect of not to be used for identification purposes on it.
It said that.
Since that,
mine still says that.
It may very well. I've personally burned mine. 1-800-259-9231. The other interesting thing about this guy with the Social Security situation is not only did he bring that letter from the bureaucrats, as if that wasn't good enough, he actually brought the little portfolio that you get from them. I guess I've never gotten one myself. Maybe you get it after you're a certain age, because he was older than I am. Which lists the various different years that he worked and how much money was contributed, if you will, to Social Security.
I don't understand why you haven't gotten that, because I've gotten it.
Maybe I'm just not old enough. I don't know. Anyway, it lists the various different years that this individual had contributed via his job to Social Security and the thousands of dollars that had gone in to the Social Security Administration. And then after 1993, there were zeros. Zero, 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 and he's still a free man. He's still, he's not in jail for violating the Social Security laws, so there must be something there that says that, if you're self-employed, you don't have to pay Social Security. Because otherwise, how the hell would this guy get away with it for 11 years? And I understand that they, when they're going to prosecute somebody, they kind of just hold off for a while. In the case of the IRS, they hold off and let the interest build, and then they can claim that you owe them more when they finally come prosecute you. But how would the Social Security Administration, what would they come after you for?
I don't know.
If you're not required by law to have a Social Security number, then if you do have a Social Security number, does that require you to pay into it? Obviously not, at least by this guy's experience. These are questions that people just don't ask, man, which... We ask the questions on Free Talk Live that people just don't ask. Well, is the income tax voluntary? Do you have to pay sales tax? Do you have to collect sales tax as a business person?
I've never heard of Social Security, anybody going to prison for not paying Social Security. I've heard of them going to prison for not paying income tax.
Right.
But I haven't heard of them going to prison for not paying Social Security. And I know that preachers don't have to pay.
Really?
Really.
Pay anything?
So into Social Security.
Into Social Security. Well, I wonder why that is.
I don't know. God's on their side.
Do they get Social Security if they don't have to pay in?
No. They're not in the Social Security system.
At all?
At all.
So, obviously, not everybody is forced into the Social Security system, as evidenced by the preachers, as you pointed out, and by this guy that we know here in the Tampa Bay area.
It's probably had to do with the Catholic Church. My guess would be the Catholic Church probably leaned on somebody when they were passing those laws, saying that, we take care of our own priests. Thanks.
Well, apparently, that's fine. And apparently what it is it's just more of this whole, everybody else did it. My parents signed me up for a Social Security number, so I might as well just hop on board to this train. Nobody questions it. Nobody questions these things. And I say it's so critical that you question everything your government does. Every single thing it does, you need to question it, because... usually they're stepping out of bounds. Usually they're using excessive amounts of power that they're not supposed to have. And if we don't keep an eye on what our government's doing, we're bound to be ruled by it. And that's not how it's supposed to work.
We're supposed to rule them. They're supposed to be our servants. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Take control.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil, in particular the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Herb and Spice products today.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit DiscountWatchStore.com/radio today. That is DiscountWatchStore.com/radio. Or call toll-free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. Hijack it at 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can, of course, bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind goes. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You can also log on to freetalklive.com and check out the BBS. There's how many thousands of posts?
We're over 13,000.
13,000 posts on our BBS with over 400 members. It is a very active bulletin board system.
Yeah, when the website was down yesterday, I actually forwarded the site to the Free State Project board with a little error message saying that Free State Project or the freetalklive.com isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
And our bulletin board addicts were there posting basically, when's it going to be back? When's the BBS coming back? I mean, they were tweaking out over it.
Lived their whole lives without it, and then last few months they've had the bulletin board system and they got to have it.
Yeah, hey, it's fun.
Kind of like crack.
And it's free, unlike crack. 1-800-259.
Crack is not free, no.
No. 1-800-259-9231. Speaking of the bulletin board system, we actually started the show by reading one of the posts.
I'd rather talk about crack there. But go ahead.
You'd rather talk about crack?
I would.
We've talked about crack plenty of times.
Go ahead.
The post is from Brandon, and it's called "A Day in the Life of an Average Republican." And what it is it's a very, very slanted article written by some leftist. And, of course, it's got a whole bunch of all kinds of different lies and half-truths in it. And we're going to pick it to pieces here. Here's the remainder of it. And it really doesn't matter if you miss the first few paragraphs because it's all follows a similar theme.
Self-contained.
Right. Joe begins his work day. He has a good job with excellent pay, medical benefits, retirement, paid holidays, and vacation because some liberal union members fought and died for these working standards. Well, actually, if it was a free market, businesses would compete by raising working standards in order to get the best workers. Period. That's all you need to know about that one. Joe's employer pays these standards because Joe's employer doesn't want his employees to call the union. Incorrect. The employers give you a clean place to work with air conditioning and all the other amenities that you're used to, you know, the bathrooms, the water fountain, and everything, because they don't want you going across town to the competitor. That's why they do it, not because you're going to call the union in.
It's because jobs are in high supply and good workers are in low supply, and that's just the way supply and demand works.
Exactly.
I mean, I work at a place that doesn't have union. Funny, they've got bathrooms and benefits and all that other stuff.
Yep. And that's not because of what the unions did 100 years ago. It's because of competition. If Joe's hurt on the job or becomes unemployed, he'll get a worker compensation or unemployment check because some liberal didn't think he should lose his home because of his temporary misfortune. There's no reason why unemployment insurance wouldn't exist in a free market, so that one's out the window.
Well, it's a government-sponsored program, though.
Right. No, I'm saying there's no reason why it couldn't be done by the market, something like that. Like, if you've been employed for X amount of period of time, they will continue to insure your employment. I'm sure that's something that could be done.
Sure.
It's noontime. Joe needs to make a bank deposit so he can pay some bills. Joe's deposit is federally insured by the FDIC because some liberal wanted to protect Joe's money from unscrupulous bankers who ruined the banking system before the Depression. Well, that's just totally ignorant. We all know that the money that we deal with isn't even real money anyway. So that's a whole joke. And that money was put there basically to fleece us, to continue to take our savings, basically. Because if you have $100,000 today in stuffed under your mattress, for instance, 10 years from now, that $100,000 won't buy what it did 10 years ago. That's for sure. That's the results of inflation. And one of the reasons we have inflation is because of the monetary system that these big government people put in place. Joe has to pay his Fannie Mae underwritten mortgage and his below-market federal student loan because some stupid liberal decided that Joe and the government would be better off if he was educated and earned more money over his lifetime.
I don't think that student loans necessarily at this moment are under market. And B, I don't know whether certainly people with college educations on the average earn more. But I think that college educations have been overrated.
Way
overrated. Because the fact is you're averaging in the doctors and engineers
right.
and all those people in with the folks that went out and got communications degrees.
Or
and look what can end up with happening to you if you get a communications degree. People who got communications degrees or liberal arts education, I'm not sure they get a bunch more, quite honestly. And
most of 90% of college graduates don't end up getting a job in the field that they got a major in. That's a cold hard fact.
Yeah. So how is their bachelor's really of any use, quite honestly?
And I, you know what I really don't like about this line is the attitude that somebody decided that Joe would be better off if he was educated. Why don't you let Joe make that decision for himself? Why don't you let Joe's family make that decision for him? How dare you decide for people that they should be educated? If somebody wants to milk cows for the rest of their life, that's their choice. Let them have that choice. Continuing, Joe is home from work. He plans to visit his father this evening at his farm home in the country. He gets in his car for the drive to Dad's. His car is among the safest in the world because some liberal fought for car safety standards. Cars would be safe even without the government oversight because, in fact, they'd be safer without government oversight because of unbridled competition. The reason why Toyota and the rest of them have all the ratings that they show off in their commercials. Safest car in its class.
Not because the government makes them.
No, it's because they want to sell you their cars. That's why. It's competition that brings safety. It's competition that brings insurance. It's competition that brings peace of mind.
not some laws. Laws undermine it all. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades, which studied water, has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure-like frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We are talking about this this bulletin board system post that we got at freetalklive.com, and you should go to freetalklive.com because we have got all kinds of good stuff there, including the updates section. You can sign up real quick, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something you need to know about the show. That's the point of the update section. Anyway, moments to go here, talking about this post on the bulletin board system, which basically the claims of the post say that the only reason you're safe is because of government. The only reason you're safe is because of liberals fought for government protection from evil car companies, and that's the prep. That's the concept behind this particular post. So let's continue with it. Going on here, he arrives at his boyhood home. He's the third generation to live in the house out in the middle of nowhere, financed by Farmers Home Administration, because bankers didn't want to make rural loans. This house, the house didn't have electric until some big government liberal stuck his nose in where it didn't belong and demanded rural electrification. So what do you think about that one, Manwich?
I'd say that if it's not, if it doesn't make financial sense for an electric company to run electric out to your house, then they shouldn't have to.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You don't have...
enslaving those people.
Exactly. You don't have a right, and that's what he suggests. That's what the post is suggesting, that you have a right to go and move out into the middle of BF nowhere, build yourself a house, and then force somebody to come out and run power to you?
I'm glad that businesses aren't, you know, that don't have the right to radio commercials, because then we'd have to give them our, you know, our product at a loss.
Yeah. So, sorry, you don't have the right to force people to do work, or at least you shouldn't have that right, at least not in a free country. Going on here, he says he's happy to see his dad, who's now retired. His dad lives on Social Security and his union pension because some liberal made sure he could take care of himself so Joe wouldn't have to. After he, wait a minute, it's because of government that people can take care of themselves? Is that the suggestion there?
Apparently, a government agent comes out twice a day and wipes Joe's dad's butt.
Yeah, right? Sorry. No, you are, if you're a sovereign individual, you're responsible for taking care of yourself. Now, if you drop the ball and don't save for your own retirement, then you're going to have to live with charity for the rest of your life. If that's what you want, then go for it. But otherwise, let me save my own money however I want to. And I think we actually made the point that apparently, if you don't want to put your money into Social Security, you don't have to. Finally, he says, after his visit with his dad, he gets back in his car for his ride home. He turns on a radio talk show. The host keeps saying that liberals are bad and conservatives are good. Well, again, this particular article panders to the idea that there's only two sides to the equation.
Sure.
Sorry, Republicans are bad and Democrats are bad, as far as I'm concerned. The ones that are in office, at least. I mean, those are the ones that are bad. The rank and file, I got no problem with them. The rank and file Republicans and Democrats don't really know how badly they're being fleeced by their own representatives.
Took me a little while to figure it out, but I did.
So I think it's unfair for us to attack Republicans and Democrats as a label, but I think it's totally fair to attack those people who are in office wearing those labels, because none of them are working, very, very few of them are working towards a more free society, and most all of them are working towards the further enslavement of the United States of America. And on this show, we don't take a conservative position. We don't take a liberal position. We take pro-freedom positions every single issue, every single time, and that's what sets us apart from the rest, man. Which, besides the fact that we let you call in about whatever you want, that's the other point that makes Free Talk Live special.
And ladies are first,
aren't we? And ladies are first. We're coming back tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Join us then, and it's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also join us online. Get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night.
If you're talking...